Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. We often take speaking for granted. From the time we're children, we imitate our parents and we speak for the rest of our lives. But for millions of people worldwide, speaking is next to impossible. Today, we'll meet a woman who started a company that will give these people their voice.
I think we don't realize how much voice means to us until we can't have it anymore. We take it so for granted. It's such a part of who we are.
That's Rupal Patel. We'll hear about her quest to give everyone their own voice on this week's American Cafe. Imagine not being able to speak. Your mind is active, you know what you want to say, but you can't say it because your mouth won't make the words. Or imagine that the only avenue available to you is a robotic male voice like the one used by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Stephen Hawking.
The revelations of new horizons may help us to understand better how our solar system was formed.
Sounding like an award-winning scientist might not seem like a bad thing, but what if you're a 12-year-old girl, or a 50-year-old father, or a 36-year-old mom? That was the kind of question that Dr. Rupal Patel set out to answer. Patel is the founder and CEO of a company called Vocality in Belmont, Massachusetts. Her work started when she was in the Communications Analysis and Design Laboratory at Northeastern University in Boston. Patel told me that the idea for her company came when she saw two people of very different ages talking to one another in the same voice.
And they were different. You were using different devices, but the exact same adult male voice. And my research had shown that even when people have severe communication disorders, they continue to use whatever vocalizations that they can, because voice and the way we communicate through voice is such a natural modality. So I really sought to figure out a way that we could use their vocal control that they had, the residual control that they had, to create a unique digital voice that represented them rather than just this generic-sounding robotic voice.
Rupal Patel explained that there are two ways your voice is made. One is the source, your vocal cords, and the other is the filter. That's your lips, your tongue, teeth, your skull, and facial expressions. Those things combine to make your voice yours. It's how someone can recognize you when you answer the phone with as little as, "Hello." In people with vocal disabilities, like those caused by ALS or cerebral palsy, the source still works, but the filter doesn't. That's where Patel's company, called Vocality, comes in. They take the source sounds, maybe it's a vowel sound like ooh or ah, from the person who can't speak. They also record the specific qualities of that voice, the breathiness, the timbre, the resonance, as the source of their new voice.
So because we're creating these digital voices through computers, we can separate source and filter that typically happens in an organism in one body. What we can do is just take the source characteristics from the person who can't speak and then borrow the filter characteristics from someone who's similar in age and size as them, and actually even cultural linguistic background, so that when we recombine the source and filter from two different individuals this time, we can get a voice that sounds as clear as the surrogate speaker, but has the vocal identity of the person who just gave us as little as a vowel.
Patel says that once the source sounds are recorded, they search through a database of thousands of volunteer voices to create a custom-made voice that fits the age, gender, and vocal characteristics of the client. They call it a bespoke voice.
So now what we do is once we get the voice sample from the individual who is unable to speak, we search through our database using the acoustic characteristics as well as any demographic characteristics to find the closest matches to the individual who we want to be able to voice for. And then what we do is we offer the individual who we want to be able to voice for some choices, which one of these top choices would you like to be blended with? Then we create the digital voice for them. So it's bespoke in the sense that it is made by using a little bit of their own voice, and they also have the choice of choosing who they want to be blended with in order to create their own bespoke voice.
The database is made up of volunteers who have recorded several hours of sentences for Vocality's use. The volunteers read sentences into a computer, and their vocal qualities are matched with the company's clients. In a YouTube campaign, Rupal Patel remembers a powerful experience with one of her first clients, John, a former motivational and corporate speaker who was losing his voice to ALS.
Before ALS, I remember how easy it was chatting with Linda. That's what I miss most.
We didn't have a voice sample of what his voice sounded like prior to ALS. He used to use his voice, you know, on a daily basis. He was a management consultant. He spoke a lot. The first couple, he sort of politely nodded his head and said, yeah, that's different than the generic sounding voice I currently use right now. But then we played him the third voice that we built, and his entire body went into physical shakes. And it's as if he'd heard himself again, right? So his wife was in tears, and they no longer really had a voice sample of him prior to him losing his voice, other than in videotapes and so on, because she used to keep listening to his answering machine message, voicemail message, and but that was deleted when they upgraded his phone from his phone to his iPad. So it was very meaningful that you were giving this person back a component of him that had been such a part of himself, as well as the relationship that he had with his spouse.
Patel says that some of her clients are people who are in danger of losing their voices, like those who have been diagnosed with ALS or other neurological conditions. They're recording their voices in order to have their voice synthesized when their natural voice is gone. The cost is about $1,250 a year, with a $240 maintenance and upgrade fee. Right now, the voices are only available in English, but Rupal Patel says that as her company grows and as technology becomes more advanced, she wants to expand the database to include other languages. To find out more, or maybe if you want to volunteer your voice for the project, you can log on to www.vocalid.co. You can hear my entire chat with Rupal Patel by going to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And be sure to leave your questions or comments there as well. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Join me again next week for another American Cafe.